We have our first guest lined up here in studio. He was extraordinarily safe making his way over here from the Chronicle Telegram. He is Dave O'Brien. Dave, how are you, my friend?
I'm hanging in there a little bit like a drowned rat, like I was just telling Matt here.
Well, you actually are a lot drier than I expected when
you
rolled
in
here.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were going to be soaking wet.
I keep a, I always be prepared, right? Keep a raincoat in the car and that's why I have that for just such an event outside.
Well, it's an event. We were talking about the pictures that you guys captured, the hail coming down in the Grange earlier today. I mean, it's nasty out there, and hopefully it wraps up here pretty soon. I'll sacrifice some lower temperatures at the expense of this stuff for sure. Well, you have been a very busy man over the last couple of days here, and well, let's start with the biggest fish for us to fry, and that's got to do with the Midway Mall. Seems like a revolving door over there, and you know, now a new for sale sign popped up, and people are beginning to get a little more curious as, you know, we're beginning to wonder what's going up here. I guess before we find out what's going up, what's going on with the Midway Mall?
You know, it's still up in the air at this point. We're tipped off that there's a sign out there that might have been new. One of our photographers got a shot of it, and I, you know, called the number on it and got no answer, unfortunately. And there was some discussion at City Council last night about the very same issue. You know, what's going to be there? Is there going to be another somebody take over one of those empty anchor stores, or you know, are we going to get some new brand stores in the mall? We just don't know at this point. You know, the mall, I think since 2001 is on its, I believe it's fourth different owner. And it's the, I was reading actually that it's the last indoor mall in Lorain County. It's just a little more than 50 years old. But as malls have come and go in the past, you know, especially in the past decade or so, Parmatown, Rolling Acres in Akron, you know, the list goes on. I put some of that in our article. Online buying, these big box stores that are built on out parcels. And we don't even know if this for sale is a parcel that's on the outskirts of the parking lot or if it's a portion of the parking lot. There are a number of different parcels. Mayor Holly Brenda of Elyria was very, didn't share a lot of information. I know that she has a lot more that she can't share, you know, due to some negotiations that are going on and some legal issues and things like that. And she told me as much prior to council. So I'll stay on top of it as best I can. But for right now, we don't have a lot of really solid information.
Any idea when they might be able to uncover some of that? I mean, it just seems like it's been such a big mystery because it was what? A year or two ago, we had a very similar discussion talking about, you know, somebody apparently has purchased this thing because there was that whole online auction for it, and somebody apparently had purchased it at the time, and there was a mystery as to who it was that purchased it, and then the bigger question became, what are they going to do with this thing? Because that's prime real estate.
Yeah, if I recall, it was a buyer out of New York or something that kind of swooped in last minute and took this thing up.
That would have been Namdar Realty Group purchased it in an online auction back in, I believe it was July of 2017. So, you know, so about a year and a half ago or so.
Sure.
And they own some other properties in northeast Ohio. And we'll see what they want to do with it. You know, I was telling some of my colleagues, you know, I don't think that the next buyer of the mall is going to be some guy, you know, driving past and saying, "Oh, for sale sign. I think I'd like to own a mall." I'll go grab one. Hey, honey, guess what I bought tonight? I don't think that's quite the way it works. This is more of a, you know, somebody's on the lookout for prime real estate to redevelop. And I know the city has things it wants to do. I know the mayor has things that she wants to see out there. And whatever the Namdar group, you know, is interested in doing, you know, stay tuned.
Sure.
And we'll hit on this topic again. This isn't something that's going to go
away.
But I want to spend another second on this if we could. You know, what do you hear from some of the council members? What are some of the things they're saying that they would like to see go in? I know, you know, they don't get a whole lot of say as to what goes in there because whoever buys that essentially is going to do what they want with it. But, you know, what are some of the things they say about that area that they would like to see go in?
Well, I think it's a little less so from council. I think council members have made, you know, and this is not in any way a negative statement, you know, but they've made some noise about saying, hey, you know, what's going on up there? I think they have an awful lot of questions as well. I think most of the questions that I get are from the public. What are they doing about the mall? I went to the mall the other day to walk around. There's not a lot going on in the mall. I remember when, you know, anybody who's stuck around here for, you know, anybody who's, you know, younger than 50 years old has probably got memories of mm-hmm. when that mall was hustling and bustling. You know, that's, I think it's that kind of thing. It's like you grow up and you hang out there and, you know, you sit out in front of the Hot Topic, you know, or you know, mom drops you sure. off while she gets her hair done and, you know, that kind of thing, like, you know, or going there Christmas shopping. I think a lot of people, I think there's that nostalgia, you know, and I remember going to, you know, to malls, you know, of a similar, you know, of a similar kind. And they're just, there's a discussion about how much they were overbuilt because think about it. Parma had a big one, Great Northern, you know, you had your choice around here, in the Cleveland area and elsewhere throughout Northeast Ohio. And just very few of them are left.
Yeah. Which is kind of sad because that was a big part of our childhood, for sure.
Absolutely.
No doubt about that. Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram joining us here in studio on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We'll move on to something else that you had quite a bit of, well, I want to say fun with, because you told me you're not taking credit for the phrase that was used in the Chronicle Telegram this morning, describing this outbreak as intestinal mayhem, which is essentially what it could cause. But the norovirus is certainly no laughing matter, and it could be infecting schools.
That's one of those things that I would not wish on my worst enemy. Yeah. Is, you know, and unfortunately, it originally was known as the Norwalk virus for our neighbors in Huron County, in the city of Norwalk, where it was first identified back in the early, you know, late 60s, early 70s. Now it's more widely known as norovirus. And our health commissioner, David Cavell, was telling me yesterday that, you know, it's also known, interestingly enough, as the winter vomiting bug.
Oh, boy.
So, which none of which sounds good.
Yeah.
But rather descriptive, right? I know that the...
I got that winter vomiting bug. Yeah,
yeah,
that's interesting.
The Brits especially, you know, I did some Googling yesterday, and it's a lot of, you know, their National Health Service has all sorts of pages. But whether you're across the pond or whether you're here... please, folks, wash your hands. You know, that's the way. And you know, Mr. Cavell said it best. He said, so that's the holy grail of public health. And that's a direct quote from him. You know, the way to stop the spread of disease is to wash your hands. And now whether you say the alphabet, you know, while you're doing it, or you sing a song. I know I have friends who have kids who still sing songs as they, you know, as they wash up for dinner. But it's washing your hands, because I'm not going to go into the specific terms of how it's spread, but it is a hygiene issue, you know, and sometimes you'll get it, especially in the summer, as I was explained to me, where somebody who's preparing food doesn't properly wash their hands. Well, then everybody eats, you know, the lettuce that they were chopping up, or, you know, or whatnot, and it gets spread that way. But in the winter, everybody's cooped up. You know, you're around, you're cooped up indoors with other people, and if they don't wash their hands, or if they, you know, if they have the virus in there, you know, on them, then you're awful likely to get it. And it made its way through especially the Elyria schools, with some of my colleagues and some people that they know had children and had friends who had it and are just coming out of that kind of 72-hour funk. You know, and getting back to the business at hand. So, wash your hands. You know, if somebody's sick, you know, try not to get too close. You know, and definitely observe proper hygiene. And you might just escape the intestinal mayhem.
Yeah, you want to escape intestinal mayhem.
Absolutely.
That's a phrase nobody wants any part of. Well, one of my favorite parts about following you on Twitter is you've got some really good scanner stories. Man, there were some good ones this week. Someone Oof. Out in Willoughby with an axe in a department store. And not only that, but there were actually quite a few throughout the course of the week that I thought were pretty darn entertaining. What are your best scanner stories of the week?
And great minds, you know, as in the past, great minds think alike. from NeoScan on Twitter, at NeoScan. In Willoughby, a disturbance at the Target on Euclid Avenue, where a male opened an axe in the sporting goods department and, quote, is walking around acting weird, bloodshot eyes, not making sense. Unquote.
Yeah.
that's an interesting situation. Again, don't know the outcome of that one. But for a little more local, we had a call to the Harry Buffalo up at Midway Mall. Speak of the devil, where a female just poured her drink on a male. Commentary from he who runs the scanner. Betcha he earned it.
Hey, we've like all that. Seen that happen a time or two.
Oh yes,
yeah, that's nothing new. That's been going on for many years.
Yeah, the axe one. I can't think of a situation. I guess unless maybe you're trapped in a house or somewhere else where somebody walking around with an axe has ever been a welcoming sight.
A firefighter, yeah, I would think. You know,
that's what I was saying. Trapped in a house if there's a fire somewhere, but. It always would seem odd to see somebody just walking around with an axe. I suppose that would gain a lot
unsettling
of
at best, yeah. I think, is what you're looking for. Yeah.
Unsettling
that's the best
at
way
best.
To put it.
Sounds about right. Dave, a pleasure as always, my friend. Always great to have you here in studio. Hopefully you've got that raincoat ready to rock and roll so you don't get destroyed with rain or hail or whatever's falling from the sky on your way back over to the Chronicle.
Looks like
my
it
friend.
Might actually be drying up right now.
Looking outside, I can see a little bit of natural daylight out there. So, hey. Nice.
Wow, all right, things are looking up. Well, the gods are smiling down on you to give you a dry back to the Chronicle. Dave, thanks as always, my man. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, guys.
All righty, again, Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We need to get to a break in just a few moments. Matt Douglas will tell us what's happening with the local news, and then Lisa Scola, local author, is going to join us at 4:10. Bullseye.